Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Achrimot. This Aliyah has nine psukim, and in it we hear a continuation of the last Aliyah. We also hear an introduction to next week's Parsha, Kedoshim Tiyu. In this Aliyah, we continue to hear about forbidden sexual relationships, such as homosexuality or bestiality, and we hear about the national punishment of being evicted from our homeland, God forbid, if any of the sexual misdeeds listed in our parsha take place. At the end of our parsha, the Torah says that we must follow the mitzvos of family purity, sexual purity. And if not, chas v'shalom, the Torah says in Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Chaf Chet, very strong words, V'lo taki ha'aretz etchem betom achemota, ka'asher ka'a et ha'goy asher lifnechem. So the land will not vomit you out when you defile it, velo taki ha'aretz etchem. It won't vomit you out like it did with the nation that was before you. These are indeed very strong words. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains this pasuk with a parable, with a mashal, that is in the Medrash in next week's parsha. It's in the Sifra on Kedoshim, in Parsha Dalid Perek Yud Bet. The mashal says that the mashal that the Medrash brings is about a sensitive, refined prince. And someone gave him something disgusting to eat. And the prince's stomach was not able to hold it in, and he vomited it out. And the Medrash says that that is exactly what happens in Eretz Yisrael, God forbid. It's unable to retain sinners on its soil because of the high quality, the high levels of Kedusha and Tahara that are in Eretz Yisrael. The land is unable to retain Tuma, to retain sin. And God forbid, when that happens, it spits out its inhabitants. God forbid, God forbid. That is the mashal and the nimshal in the Medrash that Rashi brings on our pasuk. However, this seems to contradict a Gemara in Ksuvos, on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael Sharui Below Avon. Whoever lives in Israel dwells without sin. So that Gemara and the Medrash that Rashi quotes seem to contradict each other. The Gemara says that the level and the spiritual beauty of Eretz Yisrael are so high, so lofty, that Eretz Yisrael atones for sin. But the Medrash that Rashi quotes and our Pasuk seems to say the opposite. The level in Eretz Yisrael is so high that it cannot tolerate sin. It kicks people out, God forbid. It doesn't atone for them. So which is it? This question is asked by Rav Sinai Adler Shlita. Rav Adler is a Holocaust survivor. He came to Israel after the war. He learned in the Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim and eventually became the chief rabbi of Ashdod for more than 20 years. He became a Rebbe in the Meretz Kolel and Mevaseret Zion. He wrote many Sfarim, and these questions are found in one of his Sfarim, Dvar Sinai, on our Parsha. To harmonize, to answer the contradiction, the seeming contradiction between the Medrash and the Gemara, Rav Adler says that we need to look at another Medrash. This time it's in Yalkut Shimoni on Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Gimel and Devarim Pasuk Mem Gimel. The Yalkut Shimoni there says something a little bit different than the Gemara we just quoted. The Medrash says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol Hayoshev Be'eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Mechaperet Alav. Whoever dwells in Eretz Yisrael atones for that person. Rav Adler says that the subtle change in language tells us a great deal about all of the sources. The Yalkut Shimoni says that Eretz Yisrael is mechaperet, it atones. And that, says Rabbi Adler, it means to teach us that it has similar properties, so to speak, to a korban. They both atone. However, it's important to note, a korban is not a magic pill. You don't just bring a korban and poof, all is well with the world. No, you got to do tshuva. The act of dedicating a korban, of bringing the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, of watching it get shechted and burned and having the blood applied to the Mizbeach, all these things are meant to inspire us to do tshuva. It's not just snap your fingers and you're done. It's part of a soul-searching, life-altering journey. that gets us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Adler says the same is true about living in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, tshuva can and must occur anywhere a Jew lives. But kol ha-yoshev be'Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael mechaperet alav. Eretz Yisrael has a unique kedusha, and it offers unique opportunities to bring a person to tshuva. And that's the Gemara in Ksuvos. Kol ha-dar be'Eretz Yisrael sharui b'lo avon. Living in Eretz Yisrael gives you a greater opportunity to do tshuva and to have our tefillos accepted, to have that tshuva recognized by Hashem. And if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and takes advantage of that opportunity, they change their life, they accept new priorities, new directions in their life. What happens? Then we come to Ar Aliyah Velo Taki Ha'aretz Etchem. God willing, we will all be zocha to live here in Eretz Yisrael and to take the opportunities afforded to us here to get closer to Hashem. Have an amazing day. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.